Hey, we're going to continue the hour by talking about a big event coming up next month to celebrate a milestone anniversary. The League of Women Voters, Orange, Durham, and Chatham County chapters celebrating its 75th anniversary this year, founded back in 1947. They're holding an event on September 15th to celebrate it, but obviously they're celebrating the anniversary even now, and a lot of work that they're doing now with voting rights very much on the table this year and beyond. We're joined in the studio by Jennifer Rubin, who's the president of the League of Women Voters of Orange, Durham, and Chatham Counties, also on the state board as well. LWVODC.org is the website for the local chapter. Jennifer, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us, first of all, about the 75th anniversary. We've already had like multiple conversations this week with folks about 75th anniversary celebrations. The Chapel Hill NAACP was also founded in 1947. So that must have been a very big year locally.
I guess so, yeah. The league started as a small Chapel Hill-based organization and then expanded beyond that to include Orange, Durham, and Chatham counties. Chatham County was the last one to join us, and so we now represent all three of those counties. It was a small group of women who started the local league here. When you start a local league, you automatically become part of the state league, and you automatically then become part of this big national network, which is a great support system for local leagues and for people who are interested in what the league supports.
Tell us about the history of the last 75 years. What have been some of the highlights or the big achievements?
Well, I think one of the big things that we've done as an organization is supporting nonpartisan election information and candidate information. So we have a tool called vote411.org. It's a website, nonpartisan candidate and voter information. If you want to know where you vote, when you vote, when early voting starts, when early voting ends, what your precincts are, who's on your ballot, you can go to vote411.org and find out all that information. So that's an important tool. It takes a lot of time to contact candidates and fill out forms and get them to respond to questions that are all on the website so you can compare candidates. So it's a big undertaking anytime that there's an election.
What is your work right now in terms of getting the word out about the midterm that's coming up, public advocacy? I know voting rights and voting laws are certainly being discussed this year and on the political campaigns, too.
They really are. And when the league was founded 100 years ago, I think over the last probably 50 years, voting rights and empowering voters has been the mantra. Who knew it would be as important as it is now? It's really, voting rights are under attack. People need to value and support their right to vote. And so it's really an undertaking. One of the things that we're doing as a state organization is trying to discourage disinformation, try to help people recognize it when it happens, understand that it is not factual in many cases, and to try to, especially about the election, there's a lot of confusion. People think that things are rigged, and the election system in North Carolina is really very, very safe and very secure. So we're trying to get that word out and get people to the polls and feel confident that their vote's going to count.
So the League of Women Voters prides itself very much on being a nonpartisan organization. Mm-hmm. The League of Women Voters is also an advocacy group that focuses on facilitating voting, expanding voting rights. What do you do as an organization to remain nonpartisan when that becomes a partisan issue?
Yeah, that's tough. It is tough. It's never been a partisan issue before. It's always been something that both parties can unite behind, is getting people to the polls and getting people to vote. So it's really difficult. I guess the thing that we do is just continue to provide information, try to get people linked up and empowered with the information that they need about candidates and about issues. That's really our objective, and try to counter misinformation and disinformation.
Speaking with Jennifer Rubin, president of the League of Women Voters of Orange, Durham, and Chatham Counties, lwvodc.org is the website. Go there, find out more about upcoming events, including this event on September 15th, which is going to be celebrating the 75th anniversary of the chapter's founding. And it's going to be an exciting event. Tell us about it.
It is. We're hosting the president of the League of Women Voters of the United States. So Deborah Turner will be with us. She's a physician and also a lawyer. So she's a very impressive person and is going to talk about what the League can do and what organizations and the general public can do to support election integrity. We're very excited that she's coming to North Carolina.
That's going to be Thursday, September 15th, on campus at the Stone Center, 7 p.m. And again, the website is lwvodc.org. That's League of Women Voters, Orange, Durham, Chatham. Go there, find out more, and register in advance. Other things you're doing between now and September and on into what I'm sure is going to be a really busy fall?
Mostly trying to gather information for Vote 411, try to get as much information and candidate information as we can, try to support getting people to the polls, always looking for registering new voters, making sure people are registered correctly. So lots of kind of bread and butter activities, but they all add up to getting more people to vote.
And for folks who don't know, I know you've mentioned it already, but more about Vote 411, which is a really cool online resource for people who want to know about the candidates that are on their ballot.
Exactly. It's a great tool. Just go to vote411.org. You can put in your address. You find out, you get a sample ballot, so you can actually look at what you're going to be voting on. You'll get candidate information. We ask them to answer questions so you can actually compare candidates on the same questions. So it's a really useful tool, and it's pretty much nationwide. So if you have kids in college, I had this happen. My kid was in Ohio in college and said, I have no idea where I vote. Just go to vote411.org, and he found out everything he needed to know.
That's actually really important for, I mean, college students for sure, especially like folks just moving in here in Chapel Hill. I think just in general, like Chapel Hill and this whole area, the Triangle, is rapidly changing and growing and transient, and people are moving in and moving out and moving to different parts of the Triangle. And it's hard to keep track of those things if you don't have a good resource.
Yeah. It is. And people sometimes don't realize if they move, even if they just move across town, they have to re-register and update their address. So that's really important information for people to have.
Speaking with Jennifer Rubin, League of Women Voters, as we wrap up, anything else that folks need to know about the 75th anniversary? Anything else upcoming?
Well, we would love people to join us. We would love people to join us at that event, and we'd love people to join us as an organization. As I said, it's you know, with voting rights and empowering voters so important these days, we really can use people to help us make people understand the importance of voting and understand that if they have the information that they need, they are empowered and their votes will count.
It is the League of Women Voters. Is it women only for membership?
No, it is not.
Yeah.
we have men, yeah. So we're an equal opportunity organization. So we're happy to have men join us as well.
LWVODC.org is the website. Again, that's League of Women Voters, Orange, Durham, Chatham, LWVODC.org. Go there, find out more about upcoming election information. Get registered for the event on September 15th with Dr. Deborah Ann Turner joining the League at the Stone Center for the 75th anniversary celebration, and get involved with the League as well. And if you want more about Vote 411, that's vote411.org, right?
Exactly.
Go straight to that website and get your election information. Jennifer Rubin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.